This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program is a member of the Northwest Commission. I'm actually going to be talking with Dorte. And Dorte, I'm very excited to be talking with you because you are the International Trade Manager at the Northwest Commission. And we've had a chance to talk with Jessica and learn a little bit about the Northwest Commission through talking to Jessica Carroll in previous programs. But with you, I'm excited to learn about some of the other things that the Northwest Commission is able to do helping businesses throughout Northwest Pennsylvania. So thank you for taking the time to join me today. I understand you guys are very busy with what you have going on and getting ready for a convention in a little bit less than a month from now. So what is the Northwest Commission in regards to helping international trade facilitation?
Aaron, first off, thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your program today. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited to talk about the International Trade Program of the Northwest Commission and what we do. Again, I'm the International Trade Manager, and the Northwest Commission is a regional economic development agency. So we serve 8 counties in northwestern PA, and we serve businesses, and we also serve communities. So the International Marketing Program falls under the Business and Economic Development branch at the Northwest Commission. We have a couple of other programs on that side of the Northwest Commission. We have an excellent business financing program, and we also have a government contracting program that is helping companies obtain federal, state, and local government contracts. So on the international side, I have been in the program, I shouldn't admit it, but for over 20 years now. A long time. And I would say the most exciting part of my work is probably that I know so many manufacturing companies in the Northwest PA region. I have worked with many companies for many years, and I'm still getting excited every time I meet with a company and I learn what kind of products they manufacture and how it's done. And then actually to find out that oftentimes it's being shipped around the world. So it's a pleasure working with our regional companies. And honestly, sometimes I feel like I only do one little bit of a thing for companies, a little service, a little help. And they're so gracious and supportive. And we're just really fortunate with the type of clients we're serving in the Northwest PA region. And again, we serve any kind of company. We don't have any size restrictions to the program. So we can work with companies that have maybe 5 employees to companies that have over 200 employees. Wow. And we serve companies in all industry sectors. But mostly for the International Trade Program, I must say it's manufacturing companies that produce industrial machinery and equipment, because our region is so traditional in that sector. We have a lot of specialty fab and precision machining companies, and also plastics injection molding companies in the region. So that's really our core. But sometimes we get like the novelty company in that mix as well, which makes it even more fun to work with them then. And just to give you a little snapshot as to how this whole system works. So the International Trade Program is a designated entity for the International Marketing Program of the Commonwealth. The Department of Community and Economic Development, DCED, they have a branch under them. It's called the Office of International Business Development. And of course, they're located in Harrisburg, but they cannot serve every company throughout Pennsylvania. So many years ago, they decided to build this network of regional export networks. So there are currently 10 regional export networks. We are called RENs. So there are 10 RENs. So there are 9 other daughters throughout Pennsylvania and teams that work with companies throughout the state. And and we're really fortunate. Pennsylvania has probably one of the most robust and largest international trade programs in the United States.
So that's something that I'm really curious to be able to discuss with you a little bit then. So you're able to kind of take some of the connections that you have through the different facets, both in like government and through private organizations that you've already worked with, and kind of help other businesses that are trying to get in with this stuff and learn these programs to be able to start trading internationally and, you know, kind of selling their products abroad if they're local here in the community?
Yeah, sure. The most common approach for us to work with a company in the region is, so I mentioned the International Program of the Commonwealth. And most often, if a company wants to sell products overseas, they would need representation in that foreign country. And it can be challenging for a company here in Northwest Pennsylvania having inroads, let's say, in Mexico. You know, it's difficult to navigate, and how would they know if they're dealing with a valid and reputable and reliable entity over there? So that's really the specialty of the foreign trade offices. Pennsylvania has currently 13 authorized trade representatives. They're located around the world, and they serve altogether 44 markets. So some of these representatives serve more than one market. And those trade representatives are private consultants under contract with the state of Pennsylvania. And most often they are natives of the countries, but they're all fluent in English, easy to work with. And they are, of course, well connected within their markets. So if a company comes to us and says, I would like to sell my product to Mexico, I believe there is potential there, but I'm not sure, and I really don't know how to get started, they would work with our system, with our services, and we can either start out with a market overview, with some market research, just to make sure that there's really good potential for the company in that market. If it's a more established company and they already know they have good potential in that market, we can move right into a search for agents or distributors in those countries. And the trade offices would provide these services at no cost to Pennsylvania companies, which is wonderful. And they do the entire, you know, the vetting, the qualifying, the search. They actually call on prospects in their countries and introduce the Pennsylvania company to them to see if they would be interested in doing business with them. So it's a wonderful program. And that's why I'm still here after over 20 years, because I'm so happy to work with our companies and provide those services to them.
You're helping to kind of market them to another market where someone that doesn't know who they are can get a better idea, that will understand that, you know, this is a company that's going to be able to certainly completely deliver on whatever they're looking for. It really kind of helps facilitate those deals to happen between those companies. And it's really important when you're trying to grow this market here in Pennsylvania.
That's such a good point, Aaron, because it's not only a risk for the Pennsylvania company, but it's also a risk for the foreign company. You know, there's maybe a Pennsylvania company knocking on their door and they don't know anything about this entity either. So the foreign trade offices, with the introduction that they make, and there's kind of a go in between, a liaison in between, that kind of vouches for the Pennsylvania company as well and says, here, this would be a good company for you to do business with. And of course, if there should be some language barriers or any kind of difficulties in the communications, the trade offices can facilitate that as well. And it's not only for those initial searches for agents or distributors. Oftentimes, companies are already in the market and they're going to exhibit, let's say, at a large international trade show, and they already have contacts there, but there's always room for growth. So they can work with the trade offices in that way as well. They can say, hey, I'm traveling to Vietnam to exhibit at a large trade show. I already have some customers there, and I have maybe agents or distributors in that market. But would you be able to add on to my meeting itinerary so they can work with the trade office to just expand on what they're already doing in that market and work with them that way?
You know, and that's something that I think is really amazing and something that really needs to be highlighted for all the business owners here in these communities that could take part in this. Because what I love about what you guys are able to do with this program is that you are able to help business owners, regardless of which step they are in the process, whether they are someone that has only produced local products for things here in this community and they're now deciding, hey, I'd like to start looking into other markets, you're able to help them figure out which market would be a good market to try to get into. And then if you're looking at someone, like you mentioned, that's further along, that's already doing international trade expos and things like that, you're able to help them get more like solidified deep connections in those industries and inroads as well.
And that's right, Aaron. And in addition to that, you know, we're talking about the international marketing aspect, but there's another aspect to international trade as to how to go about it. how to ship product overseas, how to be compliant, what kind of export documentation is needed, how do I do it the right way? And that's where my team here in Oil City, we're located in Oil City, comes in. I have a dear colleague, Hilary Binio, and I, we provide the export technical assistance. So any kind of question in regards to getting product overseas, before we work with the foreign trade offices in developing those markets, we can assist with that as well.
Wow. So it really is pretty comprehensive when you look at the amount of help that you're able to give these different companies, businesses, and things like that, depending on what they're needing. And that's really amazing that you're able to help them to have such a tailored experience to what they're looking for with this. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to discuss in regards to this is the fact that you're also working to kind of have these events where you're able to bring large groups of these manufacturers and vendors together to be able to get to know each other, get to work together on things. And that's something that I'm curious about. Have you had an opportunity from these events where you've brought together like a two different vendors and then they start working together on a product?
That is such a clever question because that happens more than you would believe. I didn't mention trade missions to you before. Any kind of international trade events. But I personally, in those over 20 years that I've been working in this program, have been able to witness where we take companies overseas to a specific market on a trade mission. So we have companies from different industries traveling with us in a group setting. And let's say we travel to Thailand, and these companies don't know each other before they sign on. So they get to know each other while we're traveling overseas. And it happened more than one time that they realize, hey, I can do business with this company too. And they're just two counties away from my place. Wow. And we were able to make connections and introductions that way. Or the company knows of another company that would be a good prospect for another company in that group. So that happens more than you would think. And I'm always so excited about that.
Wow. And, you know, that's just one of the really great byproducts of these businesses that are starting to, you know, open up to working in all of these other areas and environments and these new markets that are available that businesses can look into for that. Now, what I wanted to talk about in regards to this is an upcoming trade show that I understand is going to be happening in Erie that's going to be less than a month away as of the date of recording. And so would you mind telling us a little bit more about bringing the world to Pennsylvania?
Yes, thank you, Aaron. I am so excited. This is our annual event, and it's organized in partnership with Pennsylvania's Department of Community and Economic Development's Office of International Business Development. So bringing the world to PA is, again, a statewide event. It really takes place over 2 weeks, and we just get one day. But we're excited for this one day. So on September 19 in Erie, at the Ambassador Conference Center, that's kind of catty-corner from the Splash Lagoon, we're going to host these authorized trade representatives that I had mentioned to you earlier in Erie. And we offer one-on-one meeting appointments in between the trade reps and our regional companies. And companies can sign on and they get an individual meeting with those trade reps. And it could be an existing client that we have been working with for many years, or it could be a new Pennsylvania exporter that hasn't worked with us before and they would like to just come and join us and meet some of the trade reps and meet me and my colleague and discover what we're all about.
Wow, that sounds like a really great opportunity because, you know, it really is helpful sometimes when you're working in these environments to put a face to the name and, you know, be able to talk with people and get to know people in person and learn. So I really think that that's going to be a really great event for people to, you know, take part in. Now, one thing that I'm curious about relating to that, is this an event where there is a cost associated for people that want to go? And is there a limit on how many people can register?
We have, there's no cost to register, but we're asking companies to pre-register. And we would like for kind of to vet the companies too before we believe they're a good fit for the program as well. So I would appreciate if it's a company that I haven't worked with before, I would like to have a conversation before the event just to make sure the time used is well spent on both sides for the trade offices and our companies as well. We have a full schedule almost. We're about 75% filled. So if anybody is interested in joining us, so please reach out to us and we would be happy to have a conversation with you. And also if bringing the world to the date or the place is not fitting well with company schedules, they can always talk with us and we can follow later after the event. You know, thank God we're all sufficient non-online meetings. So the trade offices also would be available for online meetings later after the event once they return to their home countries.
Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds like a really great opportunity for business owners here across all of Northwest Pennsylvania to get involved with. Now, one thing that I wanted to ask is if people are looking to get more information about this, what is the best place online for them to find this information?
The Northwest Commission has a really good website and the event is listed on the website. So if they want to go to our event page on www.northwestpa.org, they will be seeing the event information on there, and also my contact information is on the website, so they can reach out to me directly via phone or email, and I would be happy to talk with anybody.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, Dorte, I'm really glad that we were able to talk about some of the different things that you do here with the Northwest Commission and some of the different things that the Northwest Commission is able to do helping businesses and communities throughout Northwest Pennsylvania, because I really think it's pretty amazing and I'm very excited for this Bring the World to Pennsylvania event. And I really hope that we get a lot of registrations and a lot of new businesses that are signing up for it.
Karen, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you today and to get the word out about our program and the services and bringing the world to PA. So it's much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
It's about time. News that's on your schedule. Introducing First at 4. First with headlines. First with weather. First with news you can really use at a brand new convenient time. First at 4. The only news at 4 and only from Erie News Now.